Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1015, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, like I always say, I want this podcast to be a place where you can expect to hear the truth, where you can cut through some of the myths that are out there and really understand what do the researchers say? What are they finding? Because that's what's most important. I'll quote Ray Dalio here, who is a billionaire hedge fund investor, but more importantly, one of his quotes really rung true for me, and I feel like this is the theme of this show. Quote, "Listening to uninformed people is worse than having no answers at all," end quote. And so I hope you feel that I'm one of these informed people, because yeah, if we listen to uninformed folks, we can get thrown off track really quickly. So again, I hope that you feel like you're going to hear the truth when you listen to this podcast. And with that, let's get to today's question and get to the truth behind that as we optimize your life.
Hey, my question is whether it's a good idea to supplement with glycine, especially if you're a vegetarian. If so, what are the risks and how much should be taken every day? Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Larissa. Thank you so much for your question. What particularly intrigued me about your question is that this is something I don't get asked about very often. Those that follow a vegetarian diet often ask me about general protein supplementation or B12 supplementation or omega-3s, but I don't think I've ever been asked about glycine specifically. So thank you for being the first. Now, let me start at the beginning. Glycine is a building block for protein, what we nerds call amino acids. So glycine is an amino acid, and the body uses glycine to make other protein. Now, proteins are important for the body, not just because they help build muscle, but proteins are responsible for many cellular functions. They also help with the production of hormones and enzymes and neurotransmitters and on and on and on. Now, the interesting thing about glycine specifically is that the body can make glycine on its own. This means we don't need to eat glycine-rich foods or take any glycine supplements in order to be sure we're getting enough. Instead, as long as we're getting some protein in our diet some way, the body can make glycine on its own. Nerds like me will call these types of proteins, you know, the ones our bodies can make on their own, non-essential amino acids. In contrast, there are proteins that our bodies cannot make on their own. These are called essential amino acids, meaning it's essential we consume them in our diets. But since glycine is non-essential, if we don't consume it or supplement with it, we're still covered because the body will make it on its own. Again, this happens just so long as we're consuming enough total protein each day. And for most of us, 5 to 6 ounces of protein each day is about enough. If you're holding a piece of cooked tofu, for example, in the palm of your hand, that would be about 3 ounces. So if you had 2 portions of that size each day, you're good. Now, researchers are finding that among those that follow a more traditional diet, most of us get about 2 grams of glycine each day. And as we would expect, your typical animal-based protein sources like meat, fish, and dairy are good glycine sources. But some plant-based foods like peanuts and beans are also good sources of glycine. But there are studies that have looked at glycine supplementation to see if it helps at all. And these researchers have found that glycine supplementation may help those with schizophrenia and those that have suffered a stroke. This is because one of glycine's important functions is sending chemical signals throughout the brain. But other than those 2 very specific conditions, supplementing with glycine doesn't seem to provide any benefit. If someone were to supplement anyway, we need to know the dose. Dosing is important. And so if you're thinking about supplementing with glycine, this is when you would definitely want to have a conversation with your doctor. But again, without a history of schizophrenia or stroke, it may not be worth spending money on a glycine supplement. There have been other claims made about glycine supplementation. Some supplement manufacturers claim that glycine prevents cancer and may prevent epileptic seizures and helps the body produce more human growth hormone, or HGH. It may provide a boost to the immune system and calm the mind. Well, again, none of these claims are backed by scientific evidence. And so at this time, it might be better to just save your money and not worry about supplementing with glycine.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
And thank you so much again for the question, Larissa. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. And now, like I've been mentioning all week, we're adding weekend episodes. And tomorrow will be the first Saturday episode ever. I will narrate a new article for you. And on Sunday, I'll do something a little different. We'll bring back an article I narrated in the past 1,000 episodes, one you've almost certainly forgotten about, but will be important for us to revisit. And again, none of this would be possible without you. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. Have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.